Want proof as to how dysfunctional state government in Michigan has become? You need look no further than the ongoing fiasco over teacher retirement benefits. As you might have heard, the state is running a deficit of close to $2 billion, and the budget has to be balanced by September 30th, or state government might once again shut down. Months ago, Governor Jennifer Granholm offered a proposal to save the schools hundreds of millions in the year ahead. Teachers would be offered sweetened pensions as an incentive to retire now. Teacher salaries are determined mostly by how many years a teacher has served. The idea was to get highly paid veteran teachers off the books and replace them with new teachers who cost less. By the way, if you worry that replacing a lot of skilled veteran teachers might weaken the quality of education, forget about it. Yes, of course that's a legitimate concern. I've talked to more than one school superintendent who thinks that would be a terrible idea. Teaching isn't like putting fenders on a car coming down the line, one told me. It's an art that takes years to perfect. He was right, of course, but quality education issues have played little part in the debate over teacher retirement. Instead, it's all been about money and politics. And once again, it appears that has been a lethal combination when it comes to getting anything done. Here's what happened. The governor proposed a plan that would slightly raise the amount teachers now retiring get. Those who elected to stay would lose dental and vision insurance, and they'd have to give 3% of their salaries to the retirement system. But neither the Democrats, who control the state house, nor the Republicans, who control the Senate, liked the governor's plan. House Democrats, spurred by the teachers' unions, came back with a plan that would give the teachers much more. It would also save the state more in the short run, but cost a lot more in the long run as pensions kick in. Senate Republicans called this an outrageous and massive giveaway of taxpayer dollars. They came back with their own plan. It left things basically as they were, but added the governor's scheme of making teachers who didn't leave pay 3% into the pension plan. House Democrats called that outrageous. The result was, once again, deadlock. Late last week, it looked like a compromise was possible, but it seems to have all bogged down over health care costs. That, and the fact that people care only about their own narrow interests. Plus the fact that neither party wants to make the other look good this year. To allow teachers to figure out what they wanted to do, and to allow school systems to figure out their needs, the governor said the whole thing needed to be done by April 1st. Well, April Fool, today is May 4th, and there's still no bill. Yesterday, the governor said it may now be too late to entice teachers to retire this year, if, that is, any bill ever emerges. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking, the election's approaching, and the massive deficit is still there. If you can see anyone who looks like a hero in all this, you have better eyes than I.